Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Hope you're having a great morning. So glad to have this next guest on the line with me, Whitney Hollingsworth, and she is representing the 9/11 Heroes Run, Athens, Alabama. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Whitney Hollingsworth.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. What is your role there at the 9/11 Heroes Run, Athens, Alabama?
I am the race director of the 9/11 Heroes Run. This has been going on since 2015 in Athens. It's actually the only 9/11 Heroes Run in the state of Alabama.
How did you get that role, Whitney?
I went to the Marine Corps Marathon in 2014, and the Travis Manning Foundation had a booth at the expo, and I stopped to find out about it, and I was interested in it and started following their Facebook page, and they were asking for race directors, and I had directed race for 10 years and had quit doing that, and so I thought, well, I'll see what all they offer, and you know, they do a lot of the work behind the scenes, and it was for a good cause, and it's just something I wanted to be involved with.
So when you came back to Athens, who were the first people that you talked to and said, I would like to do this?
Well, yeah, I actually talked with Helen Carter because she was on the board of the Veterans Museum to see if they would be interested in having a race. Because one thing about this race is they allow for a community benefactor. And so we did that, but we did it at the Veterans Museum until 2019. And after that, it was time to get a new community benefactor because every 5 years we're going to get a new community benefactor. And so this year our community benefactor is the Athens Fire and Rescue. And, you know, half of the money always goes to Athens Fire or the community benefactor. And then the other half goes to the Travis Manning Foundation, who are the ones that started the race. And this year's race is going to be held, start and finish at the Limestone county courthouse near the fallen of Limestone County memorials.
Now, Whitney, I've walked by a lot of booths in my life. I've been at a lot of events and festivals. What was it about the Travis Mannion booth that drew you in and made you want to be a part of the Travis Mannion Foundation effort?
Well, they had the book Brothers Forever sitting there, and it had Travis and his roommate from the Naval Academy, Brendan Looney, on the cover, and I looked at it, and I read a little bit about the story, and I remembered seeing that, and I believe it was in Parade magazine where they had the story of Travis and Brendan. They are buried next to each other at Arlington National Cemetery. Travis was killed in Iraq in 2007, and Brendan was killed in a helicopter crash in 2010. And Travis was actually buried near his family's home in Pennsylvania. And when Brenda died, his wife Amy said, they've got to be together. So they took Travis to Arlington and buried him, and then Brendan was laid to rest next to Travis at Arlington.
And because of Travis's service, someone stepped up and said, I want to make a difference in the lives of first responders and their families.
Exactly. Travis's mother started the foundation in 2007, I believe, right after he died. She didn't want him to die in vain. Travis's last words before he went to his second deployment in Iraq were, if not me, then who? And that's what they try to carry on throughout the foundation. And they have several things you can get involved with the foundation. They have Character Does Matter programs, expeditions with families of the fallen, and they have the Honor Project, where they mobilize volunteers to visit national heroes at Arlington Cemetery over Memorial Day for, you know, on behalf of the families and friends that cannot be there. And they also have, of course, the Marine Corps Marathon. You can run for their team and raise money, you know, for the foundation. Mark, they also came out with, they're responding to a national crisis. And they're going to be providing critical humanitarian services, including delivering food, supplies, and emotional support for some of the ones that have been displaced in Afghanistan.
That is great. I mentioned it the other day as I had L.A. Shepherd on the show. He wrote a new song called Boots on the Ground, and we talked about the losses that we've suffered in the Middle East, including the 13 lives lost in Afghanistan. And I know, as I mentioned in that interview, that the country is grieving right now over the loss of those military members. We know the service and sacrifice that's made by the families that are left behind. We do pray for those families moving forward, and it always hurts me, and I know it hurts you as well, when we lose those very special people that are part of our country, our communities.
Oh, you're exactly right. You know, the ones fighting for our freedom, you know, they're willing to give up their lives for us, which those 13 did the other day. And yes, I think it's affected all of us that you have any conscience, you know, we just can't understand it. And Ryan is also, Ryan Mannion is the president now of the Travis Mannion Foundation. And she has also been instrumental in trying to get some of the interpreters that worked with the soldiers out of the country. Now these veteran programs, the Character Does Matter, they train veterans to work with their foundation, you know, to offer these Characters Do Matter programs and to get them back in the workforce after they come back from overseas deployments, you know, just try to make a better life for them. That's a lot of what they do. So right now they're going to be working with that more than ever.
Well, I want to tell you, Whitney, I appreciate the fact that you had that moment where you wanted to make a difference through the Travis Mannion Foundation and brought it to North Alabama, more specifically to Athens, Alabama. And I want you to tell people how they can connect, how they can be a part of the 9/11 Heroes Run in Athens, Alabama, coming up on September 11th.
Just go to 911heroesrun.org, pick the Athens, Alabama race, and you can register online through Wednesday evening, midnight Eastern time. Anything else, if you don't register, just come out and support the race, cheer the runners on. It will start and finish, like I said, at the southeast corner of the Limestone County Courthouse.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned on the Facebook page, people can follow 9/11 Heroes Run, Athens, Alabama, and a large portion of the proceeds raised through the 9/11 Heroes Run in Athens supports local veterans, first responders, troops, and military families, and the remaining proceeds support Travis Manion Foundation's mission to empower veterans and families of the fallen to develop character in the next generation. I appreciate your dedication to this effort, bringing it to the state of Alabama, because it is the only one in the state of Alabama, as you mentioned. And I want to also mention all the people that it takes to help make this work. So everyone that's listening right now who's part of this effort, the 9/11 Heroes Run, thank you for making a difference in our community. So thank you, Whitney, again for joining me.
Yes, thank you, Mark, for getting this out on the radio for me.
Sure thing. Folks, Whitney Hollingsworth with the 9/11 Heroes Run, Athens, Alabama. I want you to be a part of this effort. Again, you can follow the 9/11 Heroes Run, Athens, Alabama on Facebook, and we want you to be a part of this. The race details are September 11th, 7 a.m., Limestone County Courthouse. Runners, ruckers, and walkers are welcome. Registration will open Memorial Day weekend. When we come back, we're going to have Judith Shaver with Athens Bible School to talk about the Play It Forward fundraising effort. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good today.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Yay, after all this time, you're always on my mind.
Hi, this is Rodney Crowell, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, where making the difference in other people's life begins, and we all get on board and give it the best we can.
I still love you.
Join us for this special segment as we make our way to Athens, Alabama, at Athens Bible School. I have with me right now Judith Shaver, and she's going to share with us about the Play It Forward effort for Athens Bible School that's currently underway. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Judith.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thanks for having me today, and truly looking forward to telling you guys a little bit about Play It Forward.
You mentioned before the interview that you do the things that matter to you, and anything tied to Athens Bible School, you want to try to help.
Absolutely. I have a special place in my heart with Athens Bible School. Our oldest, you know, came to school here many years back, was a teacher here, coaches volleyball, and has roped her dad and I into helping with that effort as well. So this the community here and everything is very near and dear to our heart. And there's just a lot going on, a lot growing. And so we're excited to be a part.
It hasn't been too long ago that Athens Bible School transitioned from Hoffman Street here on Highway 31 with the new school. Big expectations for Athens Bible School moving forward. And that's no exception when it comes to athletics.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned moving down the street, you know, from our earlier location, which, you know, we were there for 78. Athens Bible School's been around for 78 years, right? And so coming here and experiencing the growth that we're having here at the school with our enrollment, we knew it was time. We all had to go through COVID, and we've made it on the other end, and everybody's excited about just taking hold of the growth that we're experiencing and really pouring that into our students and our athletes. And so bless their hearts. Our athletes have been playing all over the county and different borrowed, and, you know, we've been borrowing some field time. And with just the growth we've experienced, we're like, it's time. It's time for Play It Forward to start.
Who are some of the schools that Bible School has been able to utilize their fields? It's a good opportunity to thank them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Athens State has always been a good patron to let our softball team use the field there. And they've just been gracious with us using that. I know Athens High School was very gracious to let us practice and use their fields. And also Tanner High School stepped up to the plate, and we called the Tanner Fields our home field, actually, this last season. So if you've driven down Highway 31, you're starting to see the dirt move. And that's just really the catalyst for Play It Forward and where all the efforts of Play It Forward are going to right now.
The reality for schools when it comes to pretty much anything is they have to raise funds for a lot of different things. And when it comes to athletic program, you'll see schools who are doing different types of fundraisers. They're trying to raise money for their programs. And Athens Bible School, as I mentioned, is currently underway the Play It Forward program. What is this effort? What is it about?
Yeah, so Play It Forward is an initiative from the Bible School that is leading the way to build our sports complex. And when I say it's a sports complex for Athens Bible School athletes, it's really a sports complex for them and all the other athletes across Limestone County and North Alabama that really come to visit us. We're super excited. It's going to have multiple softball and baseball fields. The vision is that it will include a track. We'll have our own tennis courts, which we've never had. I know Steve Klein, our current coach of our tennis team, is super excited about that. And then with the first phase of our build, we got a soccer field in addition to our gymnasium, but our soccer field has never had lights. So being able to go back and actually improve our soccer field that came in the first phase of our build is another part of Play It Forward. So, yep.
And you mentioned phase one. How many phases are there to this effort?
So there's three phases in the total effort. You know, the first phase is the one that's everybody, it's not as glamorous, right? There's no bricks. There's no real anything that's going to be built per se. But watching the dirt move is super exciting, the big dirt movers and everything that are back there. But we've got to lay the foundation for erosion control and sewage and all the plumbing and everything that's going to take hold of that. So our first phase is our biggest phase because it does include all that foundational infrastructure. Then we'll have a second phase and a third phase that will actually build out additional dugouts. Our concessions will come as well. We'll also have in our third phase additional lighting, and we'll add to our fields at that point.
Athens Bible School is a relatively small school, but it has a pretty large reach. When you think about people who've come through the doors over the many decades that this school has existed, and there are people listening right now who have grandchildren that attend school here, have nieces, nephews, maybe they attended school here years ago, maybe they know somebody, relatives. I had a lot of relatives that attended school here at Athens Bible School many years ago. I actually went to public school at Lauderdale County High School, but a lot of my family attended here at Athens Bible School, and even my daughter, she attends here now. So my whole point being that there are a lot of people that are connected in some form or fashion to Athens Bible School, and this is an opportunity for them to help this program.
It is. You know, we're seeking personal as well as corporate donors, you know, to support the effort and really help us fund the dollars it's going to take to make it all come true, right? And I love what you said. You know, our reach is wide and very far. We go far south to play. Athens Bible School travels a lot, and then we extend that hospitality back and have people come to us. Another interesting part is this isn't just for high school athletics either. You mentioned ABS is a K through 12, and we have a very robust elementary program in our athletics that our younger students are going to be able to take advantage of what's built as well. So we have teams where we have tournaments even for our younger players. So it's exciting to see that we're going to build something that will even our younger ones will take advantage of as soon as it's open. And we're just excited about extending that hospitality. You know, we go all the way to Jackson County, all the way out to Lauderdale County, south, you know, south of Coleman County. And when you talk about volleyball and going to state playoffs and all of that, we're down in Montgomery, and we're just excited about being able to host everyone here and have everyone be a part of our community.
I know the numbers can be a bit overwhelming when you look at what's expected from phase one and phase two and phase three. But when it really comes down to it, it's about what an individual or a business or corporation is able to do. And if a person comes in and says, well, I'm able to give $10.
We'll take it.
And if somebody came in and said, I've got a dollar. It's about what you can do to help this program. So we may have businesses out there right now, corporations who are capable of helping in a bigger way. But everybody's contribution matters.
Absolutely. So, and I just think that's fantastic that you said that. The couple of things that also make that easy. So every donation does count. We have set up opportunity on our website at playitforwardabs.org. You can go there and you can actually donate online. So you can do that. Every donation counts. All the way up to, we have sign sponsorships. So we have social media sponsorships, just different things that you can take advantage of. And all of that is spelled out on our website. So I really, really hope that people will go take a look. The personal donations, though, to me, those are the ones that get to me. I had a younger one give me $2 the other day and said, how do I put this to Play It Forward? And I just love that. And, you know, the numbers do seem daunting at times, but they're really not. I know the community will come together and support the efforts because it really does support the greater community, the ABS community, and where we sit in Limestone County and how we can really influence the lives of a lot of different athletes.
I like the play on words, by the way. No pun intended with play there either. But Play It Forward, that's pretty good.
It is. It is. I can't take credit for that at all. There's as you know, being associated with the Bible School, a lot of people get very passionate about what we're doing. And we have a lot of really good kept secrets of people that, you know, so our committee came together, they brainstormed what we were going to do. Our board of directors really had a vision for what this needed to be. And I think being able to know that we can play and play the game and influence the lives of our students, make them into great leaders. We all know that athletics does that, great contributors back to our community. And that whole play it forward, you know, if you talk to a lot of our alum, I know Scott Hudson said the other day, and he's quoted on our website, actually, he just said athletics made such a big impact. And it was through play that I learned a lot of the things that I learn in business today. And he's in business in this community today. And I think we see that across the board. So play it forward has a lot of different meanings, I think.
My grandmother, she actually taught music here years ago. Mary Faye Hedrick was her name. And this segment is named for her in her honor, in her memory. She loved the opportunities for people to make a difference. And whenever those opportunities come around, I try to be a voice, a vehicle for that. And this is one of those opportunities for people listening right now. Maybe you're not connected with Athens Bible School, but you care about young people. You care about their athletic abilities. You care about them being able to utilize their talents on the field, like Scott Hudson talking about the importance of athletics in his life. Maybe that's something that's important to you. This is an opportunity for you as well to find a place where you can contribute and give back, a good deed, if you will.
Yeah, you know, good deeds come in all shapes and sizes, and we love those. And you mentioned, you know, having an impact on a student's life or on a person's life. Athletics has been a great way for, and something I love about Athens Bible School and about the athletics here is that we, all athletes get to play. All athletes of all shapes and sizes get an opportunity, and I think that that's fantastic. And so if you have an opportunity to give and to be a part and to influence, let's face it, our students have challenges. All of our young people have lots of challenges these days. And being on the athletic field, being able to get some of that energy out, create bonds and relationships that maybe they haven't had that opportunity to do, you know, are all super important. And so your good deed of helping us with Play It Forward, I absolutely know is going to impact a student's life, a child's life. And it may be an ABS student, or it may just be somebody else that comes here and competes with us, right? Which is fantastic.
Right now, we're talking to Judah Shaver, and we are at Athens Bible School in Athens, Alabama, the new location on Highway 31. Great school, great opportunity for you to help. When we come back, Judith, I want you to share how people can support this Play It Forward effort, okay?
Perfect.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can
sing a rainbow,
sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am at Athens Bible School right now with Judas Shaver, and we're talking about the Play It Forward program. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Judith.
Thank you, Mark. I'm excited to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about Play It Forward.
I think we've laid it out pretty well, what people can do to help. We've talked about what it means to these young people to be able to participate in athletics. We've talked about the value of Athens Bible School. There are a lot of things and a lot of ways that people can sponsor the Play It Forward effort.
Absolutely. So we're looking at sponsorships all the way from the personal donation of, you know, a dollar here or there, and all the way up to our sponsorship opportunities. Like if you have a business and you want a field sign, or you want to be in our social media, or you want to sponsor our tickets for the basketball season even, you know, and have your logo printed. We have all kinds of opportunities all the way up to our Hall of Fame champion, head coach, and kind of corporate sponsorship packages, which have less definition because there's a lot of opportunity that we want to sit and brainstorm and truly partner with you as you come to the table. All of those can be investigated on the Play It Forward website. If you can't find it, it's playitforwardabs.org. You can also just go to the Athens Bible School website, and it links over to Play It Forward from there. So read about it. There's a lot of opportunity to put in your information. If you are a business, you can reach out. We'll contact you and come out and have a sit-down meeting with you if you'd like. And I've had a number of those over the last couple of weeks, and we've come up with some super unique ideas for different businesses to get the impressions they need. And just so we make sure that anything we're doing to partner with our sponsors, with the companies that have an interest in working with us, that it is it's mutually beneficial, right? So we really want to partner and make sure that everybody gets the benefit.
Yes, absolutely. And again, that's playitforwardabs.org, or they can go to athensbible.com. Again, playitforwardabs.org. And Judith, again, this is a great opportunity for people to help. I know that you're well connected with Athens Bible School. This means a lot to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here talking to me about it.
Not at all. And I just have to say, if you've not had an opportunity, maybe this is your first time hearing about Athens Bible School, or you might even be new to the community as a business, reach out. It's a great opportunity. The visibility is good from the sports complex that we're going to build from Highway 31. If you're not, there's 82,000 eyeballs, I was told, that pass Athens Bible School every day, and that's humongous, right? Humongous exposure. So we want to help you be a part of that as a business, and so we look forward to hearing from you.
Again, playitforwardabs.org. We appreciate you, Judith Shaver, joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about a place that's near and dear to my heart, Athens Bible School, just like yourself.
Absolutely. Thank you for the time and the exposure. And play it forward, everybody. Play it forward.
Excellent. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you're encouraged to make a difference through the Play It Forward program at Athens Bible School today. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute Replay, where we play Make a Difference Minutes from the past week. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. Do you look at your home or business and wonder what you can do when it comes to landscapes or hardscapes? Get in touch with my friends at JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes. Licensed, bonded, and insured, JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes offers new sod, irrigation, new flower beds, new mulch, blocks, stone, retaining walls, patios, and outdoor kitchens. Give JJ a call at 256-497-8263 or email at jjhardscapes@gmail.com. Now offering pool remodeling and new installs. That's JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Yesterday, me and my family traveled to Gwinn, Alabama for a special fundraiser organized for Larry Harris and his family. Larry is currently battling brain cancer. I had the opportunity to speak with Mayor Phil Seagraves and talk about his community and the surrounding area coming together in support of Larry Harris.
You know, Larry asked the question, why are they doing this for me? Larry gave to us through his service, the Vietnam veteran. He also was an auxiliary police officer, and he served over 30 years as a volunteer fireman and still active as a fireman. Of course, his cancer has sidelined that at the moment. And we got support from the surrounding area as well. I'm so thankful that the Gwinn folks came together, but also the people in the surrounding communities were here as well. And that always makes you feel good when we can come together. As they say, forget the Friday night lights, and this is much bigger than that. You know, sometimes as elected officials, we forget that we're public servants. We're elected in a servant role. We need to fulfill that as well, which is being part of your community, part of the people that make up your community. And we are one of them, and they're one of us. And I think when you have that opportunity, you need to seize the moment and bring folks together. And as I said, what Larry has in his battling is much larger than any of the problems that we may deal with in a day-to-day basis from an elected official. It's larger than anything we deal with. One person told me one time, says, if money can fix it, you don't have a problem. When you look at it in that way and see what Larry's battling and what would he give not to have it, he's never acted bitter about it. And he's not questioning, you know, why do I have this? So we want to help Larry be strong as we can and help him through this.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Jill Spann with Neighborhood Bridges Winfield. Jill was a teacher for 34 years, and now she takes care of the needs of students and families through Neighborhood Bridges.
A couple of years ago, the superintendent came to me and said, I need a favor. And I taught school for 34 years, so I knew him. And I said, okay, what do you need? And he said, I need an area director of Neighborhood Bridges. Will you do it? And I said, yes. What do I do? And he said, well, here's what we're going to do. So Rick Bannister is the guy in Ohio that started this, and it's all based on kindness, doing something kind for our students and their families. So we started, and everything we're able to do is done off donations. That's how I kind of got started. What we do is, if there's a need in one of the schools, like if a teacher sees a need of a student, she will go to the school counselor. Then the school counselor, what she does is we post the need. Now, people say, what do you mean you post a need? Well, to understand and know what the need is, you're a subscriber to our Winfield Neighborhood Bridges page. Neighborhood Bridges is just to help people. That's what we want to do, help students and families in need, because if they're hungry or they don't have power at home, they cannot do their best at school. And I taught school for a long time, 34 years. So this program is near and dear to my heart because it's helping our students. That's the whole purpose. And when we can help them and we can help their families, then that's what I want to be able to do. And that's why I want to get these funds built up so that I don't ever have to tell anybody we just don't have it.
You can find out more about Neighborhood Bridges by going to neighborhoodbridges.org. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Lana and Danielle Turner.
I was 18 when I found out I was diagnosed with cancer. It was 13 days before my 19th birthday.
I think the big thing with her is, you know, she had just started school. She'd made the chancellor's list and was doing really well, and all of a sudden started getting sick. That rocked her world because she was diagnosed with leukemia and went straight to Children's Hospital and began treatment.
All the kids on the floor, they were 2 years old, 5 years old. So I was 19 years old up there, surrounded by all these children, and I just think it's very eye-opening to see that I went through treatment and these kids that were diagnosed with leukemia, they went through the same type of treatment as I did, but their bodies still were able to withstand all the treatment that they went through. Last year when I was diagnosed, we received help from friends, family, so many strangers across the country, across the state. So our mission this year was to give back. That, I feel like that's been our motto for 2021, is to give back. Each of these bows included, with parents' permission, each of these little cards just tells like a little story of these kids, their diagnosis, and it also includes a picture of them. If one person sees this yellow bow, the next person will be like, oh, hey, where'd you get that? What does it mean? And then that'll educate them, and it's kind of like a domino effect. Thank you for supporting me in this to help get the message out about childhood cancer and how to bring awareness to it.
You can financially support this effort by going to Fight Like Lana Grace on Venmo. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Welcome to September. This is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. On this Make a Difference Minute, I'm talking to Ben and Lauren Green, parents of Rosalind Green and founders of the Rosy Foundation.
Started December the 9th of 2018, Rosalind was diagnosed with AML, acute myeloid leukemia. We battled constantly for 9 solid months. She didn't get to go home but maybe 2 weeks out of that 9 months. She just had a mutation on top of the AML, and then she had a mutation on top of that, which they didn't even have a name for. She fought till she couldn't fight anymore, and then September the 12th, she passed away. It is a roller coaster of emotions that absolutely takes a toll on everybody involved, and especially the parents. And if there's a way that we can, you know, reach out to parents. And, you know, we still do right now to families that are dealing, and we'll shoot the parents a message, let them know that we're here for them. You know, we don't want to bug them, but we also want them to know that there's somebody out there that's been through this, that's willing to listen and just
and understand, since we've been in the same situation.
I can truly say, I think I can speak for Lauren, is that we wouldn't have made it without leaning to God. And, you know, every day's hard, but we can get up and take a step because we know we're going to see Roslyn again. We're going to see all these children again. We're going to celebrate with them.
To find out more about the Rozzy Foundation, you can go to therozzy.com. That's R-O-Z-Z-Y. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Cole Stoddard was a young boy with a special gift of bringing laughter, smiles, and joy to everyone he met. His greatest pleasure was making others happy. He loved being outdoors, playing with his twin brother Troy, his older sister Tara, and his many cousins. Cole was such a loving, caring boy who could always be counted on to brighten each moment with a silly joke or one of his magical smiles. Cole taught us all to treasure each and every moment and to always smile and be happy. I reached out to Cole's father, Tony Stoddard, and wanted him to join me on the show today to bring awareness to Cole, his legacy, and to help others when it comes to childhood cancer. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Tony Stoddard.
Hello, Mark. Thank you for having me. We were kind of stunned when he sat up in bed and he looked at my wife and I and he said, smile, be happy. And we were both in shock to hear those words from him. There were so many tumors in his mouth, it was hard to understand them, any words that he was saying normally at that time. And he started to lay his head back down on his pillow, and then he sat back up again real suddenly, and this time he said it even louder. He looked us both in the eye and he said, smile, be happy. And then he lay down back on his pillow and he went to sleep. And that was his final message to us. We've tried to honor those last three words, that last wish of our son's, ever since that day.
People can go to Facebook, Sophia's Fund. That's S-O-P-H-I-A apostrophe S, Sophia's Fund. And also go to sophiasfund.org. Check out that website. I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today and sharing about Cole and this special message that he left us, and we need to live by it. Smile, be happy.
Thank you so much. God bless you all.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have L.A. Shepherd, who has just written a new song dedicated to active and inactive military members called Boots on the Ground.
I've probably been writing for close to 15 years, if not more. Now, granted, I feel I'm a lot better at it now than I was when I started. But yeah, probably close to 15, anywhere between 15 and 20 years. And I just started playing shows, live shows, about 7 or 8 years ago. And it's been fun. It's been wild and it's been fun. And COVID really threw a curveball in there a little bit, but we've bounced back pretty good. But, you know, really now I'm more focused on writing and trying to find the songs that I feel like I need to write that have messages behind them or you know, have something from within that I need to release and that can relate to everyone. And I think I kind of found that one with this one. I've written a lot of songs for me that I needed to write and so on and so forth. It's not for me. This is completely for them. If it means something to one veteran, active or inactive or gone now, then I've done what I wanted to do. And one thing, if I could add, I don't want to be political. And when I was writing this song, I made sure to stay away from that because I wanted to write this song as an American. And I wanted people to be able to listen to the song and interpret the song as an American, because that's what we are.
You can find out more about L.A. Shepherd by going to LAShepherdMusic.com. That's Shepherd spelled S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have MDA Ambassador for 2020-2021, Ethan Lybrand. Ethan is sharing about the MDA Takes on Vegas Streamathon happening today.
To this day, I still can't believe I was able to get this role and be able to support MDA and support so many kids and adults. We just can't get enough support from everyone that has been supporting MDA throughout the years. I can't thank them enough. Since we weren't able to raise money at events, we needed to figure out another way. I thought about doing a joke series. Since I'm obviously great at telling jokes, I just thought it'd be a good thing to raise awareness and also make people smile. Having something for them to look forward to just made my day. Now we're starting to get in the full swing of things. We're doing an 8-hour event on the MDA Let's Play Twitch channel. There's going to be 8 hours worth of playing video games, giveaways, competitions, surprise guests. It's really just going to be a good thing for everybody. And if anybody wants to join, go to MDA.org/Vegas or to donate, go to MDA.org. I am very excited for this opportunity, and I just hope people will be generous and donate, because every penny counts. So if you have any cash to spare, please feel free to help kids like me.
You can find out more about the Muscular Dystrophy Association by going to MDA.org. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I hope The Mark White Show is an encouragement to you. If it is, I hope you'll share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family and let them know about The Mark White Show as we continue to try to make a difference in our communities. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, also on LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to a Saturday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good today.